1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is targeting some Democratic-leaning states for a pause or cancellation of infrastructure funds. That on day one of the government shutdown, and it's floating the possibility of federal layoffs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Well, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do, and it's because the Democrats have put us into this position.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill, where a vote to end the shutdown failed. So what's next?
I think it's the old adage, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. I mean, that's basically what we're going to see Congress do over the next, who knows, days, weeks, months even.
Conservationist Jane Goodall has died.
This planet, it doesn't have infinite natural resources. They're finite. They can come to an end. So what's going to happen if we carry on with business as usual?
Goodall transformed the study of chimpanzees. She was 91. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a large police and fire EMS presence mid-morning near the Pittsville High School area today. This is only a drill for a presentation involving the high school students. The public is welcome to watch, but during the event, traffic will not be allowed through the park or on Forest Street. Wisconsin Rapids firefighters will be at Walmart in Wisconsin Rapids starting today for Fill the Boot. They're collecting money to benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Firefighters across the country have been backing this fundraiser since 1952. Rapids Fire Department members will be at Walmart from 1 to 4 today and Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Next Era Energy Company will be at Avocados Mexican Grill. They're offering residents an opportunity to learn about the Akron Solar Project they're planning in the town of Rome. Next Era Energy representatives will be at Avocados Mexican Grill in Rome from 4:30 to 6:30 on October 4th. NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties is holding their annual World Mental Health Day gathering next week. It'll be at McMillan Library on Wednesday, October 8th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The evening is dedicated to connection, creativity, and community. They'll have free food, live entertainment, resource tables, and opportunities to connect with local organizations and community members. This year, NAMI is featuring their first-ever open mic night. Local artists, musicians, poets, dancers, and storytellers are invited to share their talents and help shed a light on mental health through creative expression. If you're interested in performing, you can email namiportagewoodcounties@gmail.com to receive a sign-up sheet. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are in the Big House to battle Michigan. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, freedom.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There you go. It is Hump Day. As a matter of fact, we are live here on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, just about a half an hour or so drive west of Green Bay. Glad to have you along here on a Wednesday. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project for being with us in hour number one. Always great to catch up, talk a little sports, talk a little news with two of our great friends. Coming up in this hour, do not miss it. Going to want to stick around after the farm news update at the bottom of the hour. One of our great legislators, well, at least in my opinion, great legislators of this part of the state, Northeast Wisconsin, Wisconsin State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Now, here's a guy who worked for the mayor of Green Bay and then got himself elected to the state assembly. He's been on the program before. We've been over there in Green Bay when he's joined us live there in the studio. And here's a guy, I love having him on because he addresses problems, issues, challenges in our state, but he doesn't complain about it. In my opinion, big difference. There are people that complain about things going on, and then there are people that just talk about and say, hey, here's an issue, but here's where I think we can solve it or address it. And so we're going to be talking about housing. I think it doesn't matter whether you're an Amory or whether you're in Hayward or Milwaukee, Madison, Richland Center, Wausau, housing and the struggles to find affordable housing are issues across the state. Representative Rivera Wagner is going to be here to tell us about his piece of legislation that will begin to address it. Looking forward to that conversation. Going to give you a chance to win fabulous cash and prizes in our green and gold text win contest here in a minute. And also our What's Worse category coming up as well. But before we leave the newsy news portion of what we did last half hour there, with Trigvi, I guess, on this military meeting yesterday at Quantico, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., 800 or so flag officers, generals, the finest of the finest of our leaders of our military, flown in from around the world, taken off of their active duty posts to be flown in for essentially a political pep rally and a talking to by the Secretary of Defense. It's still Secretary of Defense officially, even though they want to call it Secretary of War. Pete Hegseth, of course, former Fox Weekend television host, and the President of the United States, former star of The Apprentice on NBC. And this whole notion that where Secretary Hegseth said, If you have a sinking feeling inside as you hear these things, then resign. And then Trump, quote-unquote, jokes about, hey, if you can walk out if you want, but you're going to sacrifice your rank and your pay. I don't think they're necessarily joking around. And I want to play just a couple of cuts here for you. First of all, and again, this is one of the most disturbing cuts to me. This is President Trump essentially declaring war from within the United States yesterday at Quantico, Virginia.
What they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. Controlling the physical territory of our border is essential to national security. We can't let these people in.
A war from within. The President of the United States, sitting President of the United States, Commander in Chief, telling his leaders of his military, our top military concerns are no longer China, Russia, Iran, other bad actors in the world. It's our fellow Americans. And I find that chilling. And to understate it, concerning. Let's go and listen to one of the generals that was under attack yesterday by Pete Hegseth. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley. One of the most decorated, most experienced, saw some of those, the most combat tour, not the most, but largest amount of active duty deployment in the theater of war. Former four-star general, former Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, this is what he said as he left the Joint Chiefs of Staff and addressed the troops and other leaders here a couple of years ago or a year or so ago when he left office.
We don't take an oath to a country. We don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Those values and ideas are contained within the Constitution of the United States of America, which is the moral North Star for all of us who have the privilege of wearing the cloth of our nation. It is that document that all of us in uniform swear to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those who sacrificed themselves on the altar of freedom in the last 2.5 centuries of this country must not have done so in vain. The millions wounded in our nation's wars did not sacrifice their limbs and shed their blood to see this great experiment in democracy perish from this earth. No, we the American people, we the American military, must never turn our back on those.
It kind of ends there abruptly. They have posted on TikTok with that music behind it. But you get the point. As I've said this program before, I never served. I never put the uniform on. I had the distinct honor and pleasure of working with those who did during my time working for Congressman Klug doing military affairs issues. No one respects veterans more than me, and having had the opportunity to be with some of these families who lost individuals, be with families and veterans who were injured in combat. And I would hope that as we go to the polls, the midterms next year, that we keep these things in mind. If you served, if you're currently serving, if you have family or friends that served, remember those words of General Milley, someone who served, that our men and women that wear the uniform take an oath to a constitution, to the American ideal. They don't take an oath to an individual, a dictator, and in General Milley's words, a wannabe dictator. It's 14 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs today, somebody will win $200 cash and
gold jewelry. Everybody who enters is eligible for one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, 2025 at noon. Plus, you get a gas card to get you to the game. Not sure to get you home, but we'll get you to the game. As a value of $1,550. Green Bay is a lovely place to camp out, especially in November. Anyway, if you don't have the Civic Media app, download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones we're on. Choose one of those. Once you open up one of those stations in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see an icon that says text. Click on that. Now you're set to go. I'm going to give you the word of the hour. Text the following word right now. The word is stadium. Stadium. And the spelling counts, so listen carefully. The word is spelled, stadium is S as in Sam, T as in Todd, A as in Apple, D as in David, I as in Igloo, U as in Umbrella, and M as in Mary. Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Stadium is the word. You have until 4 o'clock to tell. We're going to come in last, by the way, this time, Zalbers.
Probably.
Stadium. That's the word. You have until 4 o'clock. Play along. Civic Media is green and gold. Text to win multi-state contest. Good luck.
Now, the only reason I said that is because I find that to be a difficult word. Do you agree, Zalbers?
Yeah, it's more difficult than some, like, I'm not going to say other words, but there are words we've had that are like four letters and really easy to spell, for example.
Yeah. All right, you have until 4 o'clock. Stadium is the word to text in right now on the Civic Media app for our green and gold text to win multi-state contest. It's 17 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. On this portion, nothing to give away, no prize money involved. But in the other portion, there is. Anyway, you can have your voice heard across all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. We're here in beautiful Green Bay outside on a spectacular fall day. So glad to have you along. And you don't need a lamp where we're at outside, but the days are starting to get a little bit shorter in terms of daylight, right? And so category for what's worse, overhead lighting or lamps. Overhead lighting or lamps. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Overhead lighting or lamps. What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device and text in or call. Let's go to the phone lines. Back to the old RC in the Driftless. I'll be there this weekend. Whistler on the line on WRCE. Whistler, overhead lighting or lamps. What's worse?
What's worse? All right. Well, first let me start this off with Todd. You know, the word of the day, when you start texting, it already spells it. Anyway.
Really?
I think lamps.
All right.
Okay.
You've given us a lot of information here. So, first of all, when you start... When you start texting it automatically spells it for you?
Yes. So you do not have to do that.
I didn't know, but thank you.
Well, no.
Thank you. No one tells me these things. I really should start going to the meetings. But anyway. So you think that lamps are worse?
Lamps are worse, okay. When you're in the house and, you know, it is dark, and the lamps aren't so bright, it doesn't light the whole room.
Yeah.
When you get up to look for something like, okay, we have a new puppy, dog turds might show up. You don't see them if there's just lamps.
Right? Whistler, you outdone yourself. All right. Whistler says be careful of the dog turds. Turn on the overhead lights. We'll come back from Shawno after this. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842. You're listening to The Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Location from Shawno, Wisconsin. It's a beautiful autumn fall day here. Hope it is where you're at as well across the state of Wisconsin. The weather is supposed to continue to be pretty nice through at least part of the weekend, where it's going to get a little more windy, say, and a little cooler. So enjoy it while we can here. Glad to have you along here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, just after the bottom of the hour. State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner in talking about the housing shortage, but right now a little fun and games. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? Overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And right before the break there, we had Whistler on from RC listening to us on WRCE saying that when you, this is a separate thing on the text to win contest, the green and gold multi-state text to win contest, which incidentally, the word this hour is stadium. Stadium is the word. He said, well, when you start texting it, it fills it in. Now, I didn't know. I thought, well, maybe I missed a meeting, as I occasionally do. But no, Dana in La Crosse, listening to us up there, LCX, right? Yeah. WLCX in La Crosse, says Whistler's autocorrect is spelling the word for him.
Yeah, it's autocorrect/autocomplete.
All right, autocomplete.
But I think it's still worth spelling out the words because I'm sure you do. It's still worth spelling out the words because we might have confusion with similar sounding ones. In this case, with stadium, not a whole lot of words sound exactly like stadium, but
not exactly. But you never know. You never know. John, listening to us on WMDX in Edgerton, says voice text helps as well. Now, I've done that before just because I'm not a great speller. And so you have voice text. I've done that before. Cindy, listening on WXCO in beautiful Wausau, home of Chad Holmes and Bull Falls Radio. Cindy up there in Wausau is a knitter. That's fantastic. She says, as a knitter, overhead lighting. Hang on here. Overhead lighting is the worst. When you're working with tiny needles and dark yarn for fancy stitches, overhead lighting can be difficult to work with. I've been known to wear a light around my neck to see detailed work. Useful. Well, that's cool because you've got those lamps now.
Like a headlamp?
A headlamp. And it goes. It can look right onto what you're doing. So that's fantastic. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Just looking down here. Yeah, let's look at a couple more of these entries here. On Facebook, Heather, watching in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin on Facebook, says, for a short person like me, overhead lighting is worse. Lamps are easier to change the bulb. Plus, the buzz of overhead lights are super annoying. Well, that could be true, right? Although she says, I agree with Whistler, harder to see with lamps. Now I'm conflicted. Yeah. Zomers, what do you think? Overhead lamps, overhead lighting, or lamps? What's worse?
I don't know. I think lamps are worse just because.
Really?
It's no secret to anyone who's watched the show for some time. My eyes are crap. They just suck. And not only is my vision bad, my night vision is terrible. And lamps just aren't. They just don't cut it. They're not bright enough. I know a lot of people don't like, you know, daylight bulbs or LED lights because they're so bright. They help me so much. What is like incandescent or incandescent coloration? It's just hard for me to see and be able to read things and whatever. And so I know it's because of my old man eyes, but I think
you're
lamps are worse.
You're 26 years old. You
yes, but I do have old man eyes.
All right. Very good. Very good. What do you think? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, overhead lighting or lamps? I'm kind of mixed on this, but I think if I had to choose one, I would say overhead lighting is worse simply because I like some mood lighting, and if it's too bright, I don't know. I just think I get what you're saying if you're going to read or whatever, but a good lamp. That's the other thing, too. You need a good lamp where it's kind of directly on what you're reading or what you're working
on. That's true.
I think that's nice. Or a room in the evening with nice lights or lamps. I think what I don't like, to be very judgmental, is I call the cloud lights. Like you go into a kitchen and it's just like a big, you know, oval shaped, and it's just all the plastic and tube lighting, and it's just reminds me like school lighting or something. I don't know. That for me is too bright.
Yeah, and I do agree with your sister. For lights that like a fluorescent light, anything with the humming tubes, it's got to go. But when you have LED bulbs,
that's
they're great.
Very old. I don't know that many lamps hum anymore. Do they?
Or well, she mentioned overhead lighting. Like if you're in an office building that has the fluorescent tubes, they can hum, and you don't always hear it, but sometimes you do, and then it's very annoying.
You don't want a hummer from your lamp. Anyway, Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says overhead is worse as you're stuck with it once installed, as lamps are adjustable. Now that's a great point. Said much better than I did. Much more succinct. That's a great point, Matt. Well, because you can move lamps around, you can do different things, but once you have a big overhead lamp on the ceiling, kind of hard to undo it. All right, that's what's worse for today. We'll come back with a brand new edition of What's Worse tomorrow as well. Don't forget, we're right in the middle of our green and gold text to win multi-state contest. The word this hour to text in via the Civic Media app is stadium. STADIUM as in Mary. The word is stadium. Text it in right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for our green and gold multi-state text to win contest. We are always a winner when we're joined by State Representative Elad Rivera-Wagner. He is bringing some pieces of legislation to address the housing shortage in Wisconsin. We'll find out all about it on the other side. Stay tuned now for Pam Yonke and the Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you think of Chicago trade and corn, you don't usually have a good reaction. And although the corn is falling there, it is actually being picked up somewhere else. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to tell us where corn is excelling in the marketplace.
The 2025-26 marketing year is the best start to the to corn export program that we've ever had. It eclipsed the 2020-21 program year with the strong sale pace. And what's interesting about that is in 2021, China bought 48% of that corn. And we're doing that this year without any Chinese purchases on the corn side either. So again, it just shows you how things kind of shifted on the global demand as China moved its business elsewhere. Other importers have stepped up and really bought U.S. corn in a strong clip.
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll see how the market's closed right after this.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. And make sure to check out our socials to see everything that's happening at World Dairy Expo this week. You can look at them at Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the market's closed on this Wednesday. Everything is moving up with cash new crop corn up a penny at 416.5 and cash new crop soybeans up 11.25 at 1013. December wheat is up 1.25 at 509.25. Class 3 milk is also seeing good gains with November contracts up 49 cents at 1740 a hundredweight and December contracts up 42 cents at 1749 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks are up 3.5 at 175.5 and butter is up 1.5 at 172.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires.
When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, we'll talk to Amy Pahacek, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, an agency more people are needing here in the Trump economy. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, which is about 30 minutes or so west of Green Bay, where our next guest is coming to us from. But quickly before we do that, reminder, we're in the middle of our green and gold multi-state text-to-win contest. The word this hour is stadium. Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Text it right now. You have until 4 o'clock to do so to win fabulous cash and prizes and two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. Again, the word is stadium. You can text it on the Civic Media app. Housing, it doesn't matter whether you're here in Shawano or 30 miles to our east in Green Bay or southwest Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Madison, wherever we go, wherever we take this show, people tell us the same thing. Todd, there's a lack of it. And B, it's not affordable for everyone. And what are we going to do about it? Our next guest is one of the great people we have on this show. He always brings us solutions. He is State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, who is joining us from his district over in the Green Bay area. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Go, Pat, go. And what a great gift for the Packers versus Minnesota. Talk about joyful rivalry. That's a great.
Right?
I'm jealous of whoever gets that prize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so good-natured, and God love you for actually listening to the show a little bit, because as you came on in the break, you gave us your answer, and I think this goes right into the issue of housing. What's worse today, the category was overhead lighting or lamps. Overhead lighting or lamps. So, Representative, what's worse?
I want to say lamps. You know, you can survive a house without lamps, but you can't survive in without overhead lighting. And lamps just might be the wrong style, the wrong lampshade. There's a lot of work that goes into maintaining a good lamp vibe in the house that I don't have the skill or the talent to provide. I like that utilitarian, easy access overhead light. So I'm a pro overhead light person, and I might not be as cool enough to handle the lamp culture.
I love that. We appreciate you giving us an answer. That's fantastic. Well, Representative, you can't have overhead lighting or lamps, really, if you don't have a place to live.
That's
and
right.
For so many Wisconsinites, either A, they're facing non-housing situations, they're underhoused, they're living with friends and family. But many folks are saying, A, I don't think I'll ever be able to own my own home.
Correct.
And even others are saying, I can't really afford, with costs of rent going up, to get a decent apartment. And we hear this all over the state. And what I love about the way that what you've brought to the legislature, in my opinion, is you're a solution-based person. And so tell us a little bit about what you've heard from your constituents in the Green Bay area on housing and this piece of legislation that you're proposing to help address it.
So one of the things I've talked to you about before is that Green Bay in 2022 was considered the number one place to live in the United States by U.S. News & World Report. And one of the reasons it did that was access to homeownership was still a deep possibility here in Green Bay, that if you wanted to build a family or just wanted to be in a relationship and be a Packers fan, however you wanted to live, you could show up in this community and be able to make that affordable. That is becoming harder and harder. in Brown County, we have something called ALICE, which is Asset Limited Income Constrained, which basically means that every single person, we have less than 2% unemployment, is working. And despite being able to work, one in three families that are ALICE cannot actually afford to go into home ownership. That is drastically different than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and particularly a generation ago. And so we need that. We need to make sure that we are focusing on building housing at every income level. And here's what's interesting about housing. It does not respect geographic boundaries. It's this crisis. And it does not respect the partisan dynamics that may exist in the state legislature. It is affecting all of us, rural and urban, small and large, south and north, all over the state. And so I'm deeply excited about this proposal because this is the number one issue I heard about in my community and still to this day. We want to be able to either move into our home, the first one ever, or we are aging in place and we are young at heart, but we don't need a 3,300 square foot house. We want to get an apartment in downtown Green Bay. And because we do not have the supply that we need at the rates that we need them, it's harder for everyone across the age spectrum and income spectrum. And so I'm excited about this bill because what it does is basically expands the Habitat for Humanity model. For those who don't know what Habitat for Humanity is, it's an organization that partners with local municipalities. They donate the land and perfect strangers, people that you don't ask who they voted for, what they believe, but they want to get something done, actually come together, build a home, and that home is given to a family that qualifies. My family was one of those families. So the house my mom currently lives in is a house that I built with perfect strangers. And she still lives here to this day, and it changed my life. We went from being homeless for most of my young life to being homeowners. And that kid ended up becoming the state rep from Green Bay. And so I know the power that housing can play in people's lives. And this bill not only creates that, it's modeled on that. And the quickest and simplest version is it basically creates a zero interest loan for first-time home buyers to be able to get a house. We do something fancy called the second mortgage, but it basically gives the capacity for us to be able to go up to 100% of the median income of any community. And that means for the first time, this program will allow up to middle-class families actually a pathway to home ownership, which is so desperately needed.
We're talking with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area. He is coming to us live via StreamYard and talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing across the state. Representative, a couple of things that struck me. A, isn't it both sad, but also gives us a great opportunity that underhoused and unhoused people is one of the few things that binds us together right now in this weird political environment. As you just said, doesn't matter whether you live in a larger city or the most rural Wisconsin, so many people are having the exact same or similar issues of housing. But it gives us this opportunity, especially when we have leaders like you who say, okay, let's set aside all these things we don't agree on for a minute, and how can we work together on something we do agree on? So I want to start there, if we could, about your forging relationships, like political relationships with people that might not be natural political allies, and who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
So I'm really glad you asked that, because what's really beautiful is this is a bipartisan piece of legislation. I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. They ask for different things culturally. One's more suburban / rural, one is urban and more racially diverse. But where we got together way at the beginning of the session is I told people I was passionate about housing. And in particular, as someone that experienced homelessness, I know the power this can do in people's lives. And that resonated with the representative and a coalition of other folks. And we reached out to Habitat, and Habitat reached out to some stakeholders and said, what could we do together? If the goal was to actually get more housing and get more people into housing, we didn't ask about other bills. We didn't talk about healthcare. We didn't talk about political violence. We didn't talk about democracy. We said, what would it look like if we all just focused on making it more possible for more people to have housing? And over 6 months, we worked together on this legislation that truly is progressive and bipartisan, which I know in this moment seems not possible. But here we are having people come together across political divides, geographic divides, working together to actually put something on paper that just isn't incremental. This program has never existed. And so to me, what I'm proud of is that when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, not the fights that we're willing to have on every other issue, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece. I joke with everyone, I didn't become all of a sudden more moderate. I didn't become less Democratic. I didn't become more Republican. Mm-hmm. The values of making sure more people got housed was something that transcended the boundaries that we put up in other ways. And so I'm incredibly thankful. There was a hearing on this on Tuesday. There was people who spoke for it from all different backgrounds. It's going to be voted on next Tuesday. So not only did it, we bring something that was bipartisan and really spoke to a lot of people, it's moving at lightning speed. Frankly, even I'm shocked at how well it's going. Hope springs eternal.
I don't mean to interrupt, but again, I just want to make sure people that are listening right now across the state, we're speaking with Representative Rivera Wagner from Green Bay, that this actually seems to have a chance to have a vote on the full assembly floor, a yes. bipartisan bill, which we just have gotten used to say, well, that'll never happen. And so this is it seems to have a real chance of passing. Is that correct?
Not only a real chance of passing, I believe it's on the docket for next Tuesday. Wow. And so not only is it on the floor of the assembly, it most likely will pass with bipartisan support. And so it truly is. I'm humbled that talking about my homelessness could have led to a conversation that led to a possibility for people who experience that, but even for everyday people who shouldn't have right. to experience homelessness, but just want the dream of homeownership. It is really just refreshing that could resonate across this moment in political division, that could bring us together. And I always tell people, I'll fight Rep Armstrong on some other issues that day. We're going to have some debates on some other issues where we're not going to be on the same side, but on this issue, we are aligned.
And I just want to say congratulations as someone who spent a lot of years working in the building, as they say, in the state capitol. And I hope people understand, they're listening across the state, how rare this is. A, you're a freshman legislator. I mean, it's your first term. B, you're in the minority party because you're a Democrat and Republicans control the state assembly. But you've had the legislative maturity just to do what you just said, which is I'm willing to find solutions today and have other battles with my opponents or politically tomorrow, but I'm willing to find real solutions and get things passed. That is extraordinary. It was rare when I was in the building. It's almost unheard of today. And I congratulate you, and I congratulate Representative Armstrong. And quite frankly, I don't do this often, but kudos to Speaker Voss for allowing this to go to the floor and having the common sense to reach across the aisle and get something done. We're speaking with Representative Rivera Wagner from his district in Green Bay, Wisconsin. A couple minutes left and we'll come back and get more into this. But get us started, Representative. One of the things that I found just hit me when you're talking about this, your bill on homelessness. You know, my parents were divorced when I was fairly young, and my mom was a single mom. And, you know, I remember she, at the time, this back in the 80s, trying to get a little bit of help. And they said, no, unless you, because there was a small amount of savings for my sister and I for our college fund. And basically, you have to get rid of your couple of $1,000 you have for your kids' education in order to get any government assistance. Here now, if I'm understanding your bill correctly, keep me honest, this is saying that, look, even if you don't have, and nothing wrong with being, you know, completely, you know, really down on in a poverty type of situation, but you could be from what some might call a middle class and still be eligible for this bill. Is that correct?
100%. And I think that's such a
And the music tells me that I've talked too long. So we got that was our tease. Come back on the other side. Representative Rivera Wagner will keep me honest and give us the details of this great bill on helping address the housing situation in Wisconsin. We're live from Shawano on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update, I'll tell you what it is, beautiful, that's the weather forecast. And then Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, with he'll be in talking about the Packers have a bye week, so that's good. They'll recoup after that loss down in Dallas. Speaking of the green and gold, the word until you have until 4 o'clock in our multi-state text to win contest, the green and gold text to win contest. The word this hour: stadium. Stadium is the word. Text that in until 4 o'clock, the word stadium on the Civic Media app. And then after Clemens and the sports report, you've got Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. She'll have another word during her show between 4 and 6. And the great Pete Schwabba coming to you live from Green Bay with Nightlight. He'll also have another word in the green and gold text to win contest between 6 and 8 o'clock, so be in tune for all of those programs. Okay, lots to get to in a short time to get there. We're speaking with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagoner from his Green Bay district, about 30 miles to our east. Always great to have you here, Representative, talking about your bipartisan bill. Going to go to the floor, hopefully for a vote next week. addressing housing. Heather on the Facebook line here watching in Eau Claire about your bill. She says 100% the middle needs support as well. I love this conversation. Our 23-year-old does not believe she'll be able to be a homeowner. It makes me so sad. And she then says, you are a rock star, Rivera Wagner. Thanks for all of your work. Tell us, if you can, succinctly, because I want to get to this phone call. This bill is not just, and nothing wrong with being at the low end of income or poverty, but this is a bill that potentially reaches a broad swath of people, Representative.
Exactly. One of the things that happened, and you were so articulate about this during the break, is and right before, is that too many families often have a moment of struggle. This is something we all can relate to. And so it's easy to fall in and out of the middle class. It's easy to not be poor for 1 month and be poor the next. Mm-hmm. And too often the way that we create bills, they do something called means testing or cliff effects. It means that you have to have the most series of qualifications. You have to be the poorest of the poor or a particular specific type of, you can't have any assets, or you can't qualify for this program. Or you qualify for the program at one point, but all of a sudden you get a good job and a raise, and then you get kicked out of the program. What's really nice about this bill is we said 100% of the area median income. That means the most middle income and below can benefit from this program. And why that makes a difference. We have 23-year-olds, as your commenter made, who are still living in their family's homes. They are working. They're good people. They are trying to make it work, but they cannot get the kind of programming, zero interest loans, that are possible to the only hyper wealthy people in this country. And so imagine this 23-year-old now with a good job, working hard, because of this program, will be able to get into home ownership for the first time in their lives. We just don't typically have that for this broad swath of the community. And that's why I'm so proud. It's not only bipartisan, it is one of the most expansive options that we have for first-time home buyers in recent memory. And that's how we are going to solve our economic crisis, by supporting the many, not the few on any extreme, whether you're only really poor or you're a billionaire. Those should not be how our government works, where they're the only people we work towards. We have to create a world where 80% of people, or most of that people, can actually get access to the support they need from their government, and government should be a force for good.
Yeah, I love every part of this bipartisan bill. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Ollie, listening up in the North Woods of Wisconsin. Ollie, if you could get it in quickly, please. I had a question about elderly housing. Please go ahead.
Yes, I do. Just a comment that if there were more affordable housing for elderly who generally are handicapped, they would love to be able to get rid of their bigger homes, the family homes, that they can't necessarily afford to transfer to handicapped accessible. Therefore, opening a family home for a younger couple and being able to be insecure in an apartment that's handicapped that they can afford.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call, Ollie. About a minute left here, Representative. Go ahead.
The quick version is she's identifying a very key issue, that too often when we don't have enough supply in housing, that actually is both a trickle-up and trickle-down effect, meaning if we don't have enough apartments, mixed-income apartments, we can have those who are young at heart who are trying to transition to smaller places, free up the houses that could be used for first-time home buyers, starter homes, et cetera. And so this is a reason why we need more supply. And I did add an amendment to this bill that would actually help create low interest rates for developers to do exactly what she's talking about, which is build more supply so that we can get people moving through the market the way they used to and create options for everybody.
I think this is amazing. Again, please come back on and talk about this as this bill progresses. I hope that people, because it has to, assuming it passes the Assembly, it has to pass the Senate as well. So please, everybody who's listening across this state, call your state legislator. What's the bill number? Have it or
I don't actually didn't have it in front of me, but it is the revolving loan fund, first time home buyer mortgage fund.
All right. First time home buyer mortgage fund and sponsored by Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Call your state legislator. Tell them to vote for this bill because it's part of what makes Wisconsin great. Congratulations on this, Representative. I wish you all the best. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. Thanks for doing Wisconsin's work, because these are the kinds of things that will actually make a difference. Thank you so much.
And it's AB 454, Assembly Bill 454. And thank you so much for having me on and having this really important conversation.
Our pleasure. Anytime. You always have a place here. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day. And also, many thanks to Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow for being on. Zomers for doing great work back at the Old World Headquarters. We'll see you once again tomorrow from Shawnee, right here in beautiful northeast Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The government shutdown will last through at least Friday. That's because most senators have left Capitol Hill following votes and will not be there tomorrow in observance of Yom Kippur. CBS's Allison Keyes is in Washington.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says President Trump and Republicans shut the government down because they don't want to provide health care to Americans, but Democrats do.
Health care is not a partisan issue.
Jane Goodall has died. The renowned conservationist began documenting the lives of animals in the 1960s. Then 3 years ago, Barbie made a doll in her honor.
When I heard that Jane Barbie doll was going to be made, I was really happy, because actually I'd been suggesting it for a long time, that girls don't want just to be film stars and things like that. But many of them, like me, want to be out in nature studying animals.
Jane Goodall was 91. Residents of a public housing tower in the Bronx escape unharmed after part of it collapses. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.